From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi meets UNEMA, or United Nations Assistance Mission, in Afghanistan to discuss the Afghanistan issue. Indonesia's government to apply for $2 billion US dollar loan in 2024. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi encouraged the importance of continuing to improve access to education for women in Afghanistan. She conveyed this in a meeting with the Special Representative from the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNEMA, during her visit to Norway, in a statement delivered on Thursday. Retno said in her meeting with UNEMA, the two parties also exchanged views on the latest situation in Afghanistan.
Di dalam kunjungan kerja ke Oslo, saya juga melakukan pertemuan dengan special representative.
During my working visit to Oslo, I also had a meeting with the special representative from UNEMA regarding the latest situation in Afghanistan. So we exchanged views, compare notes regarding the latest situation in Afghanistan. One issue that we always push for is the importance of continuing to advancing or bringing the issue of access to education for women in Afghanistan in all our meetings, especially meetings with the Taliban. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi paid a working visit of 2 days in Oslo, Norway. During her visit this time, Retno held a number of meetings, starting from the 5th Joint Commission on Bilateral Cooperation with Norwegian Minister of Foreign Affairs Anniken Huitfeldt, meeting with the Norwegian Minister of Climate and Environment, a courtesy visit to the Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre, and being the keynote speaker at the Oslo Forum. In the series of meetings, according to Retno, Indonesia's efforts to continue to promote peace and support for women in Afghanistan receive appreciation from many parties, including the Norwegian Prime Minister. The Indonesian Finance Ministry's Financing and Risk Management Director General, Suminto, said the government plans to apply for foreign debt of $2 billion US dollar, or about 30 trillion rupiah in 2024. The debt will be sourced from a number of international lenders, including the World Bank. Suminto said the loan withdrawal is the indicative ceiling for 2024. The funds will be allocated to carry out 11 programs consisting of disaster risk financing and insurance and the reform of state-owned enterprises, among others. According to Suminto, for the disaster mitigation programs, the ministry will carry out various activities, including for cooling funds or disaster financing. Next, we have Public Works and Public Housing Minister of Indonesia, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, who has thanked the World Bank for contributing to and cooperating with his ministry on achieving the 2020-2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan targets. Hadi Mulyono also discussed future projects that have been proposed to be funded through collaboration with the World Bank. He also invited World Bank delegates to participate in the 2024 World Water Forum in Bali, which carries the theme Water for Shared Prosperity. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has reached a decision regarding the newest policy on the COVID-19 pandemic and shifting to endemic status in Indonesia, and will announce it later. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has informed. He conveyed the statement after attending a limited meeting on the pandemic status in Indonesia at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to the minister, at a limited meeting, he briefed the president about the current pandemic situation in the country, as well as in other G20 and ASEAN countries. Alternative policies that can be implemented were also discussed at the meeting. Minister Sadikin informed that the World Health Organization lauded Indonesia, which has handled the COVID-19 pandemic well and has been one of the few countries that have consulted it about the definition of the pandemic. Now we move to the international news. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said negotiations with Indonesia regarding the maritime boundary in the Sulawesi Sea hasn't reached a conclusion yet. In a hearing session with the parliament in Kuala Lumpur on Tuesday, Anwar said negotiations on the settlement of the boundaries in the Sulawesi Sea were still continuing in a small number of areas. Regarding the border treaties signed by Indonesia and Malaysia on June 8, Anwar said the two countries had examined the technical, legislative, and economic aspects. He also said the agreement was signed after being certified by the Malaysian Maritime Department of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the National Security Council, the Attorney General, and many more. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated across India and Pakistan as a cyclone approaches their coast, officials said on Tuesday, with gales of up to 150 kilometers per hour predicted. Government weather monitors warn the cyclone named Biparjoy, meaning disaster in Bengali, is making its way across the Arabian Sea and is forecast to make landfall as a very severe cyclonic storm. In Pakistan's southeastern Sindh province, officials said at least 20,000 people had been evacuated from the storm's path, while across the border in India's Gujarat state, authorities said they had also helped a similar number to move. We end the news with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol met with the top diplomat of the United Arab Emirates on Tuesday and discussed ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation. According to presidential spokesperson Lee Do-won on Tuesday, Yoon met with United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan at the presidential office and exchanged opinions on ways to strengthen bilateral relations in the economy and various other areas. In the meeting, Yoon thanked the United Arab Emirates for helping South Korea bring back its citizens from conflict-stricken Sudan in April and noted that United Arab Emirates' decision to invest $30 billion in South Korea serve as an opportunity to deepen the two countries' economic cooperation. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Patriot proklamasi sedia. Now here is today's commentary on waiting for the revocation of Indonesia's COVID-19 pandemic emergency status. I'm Daulat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will soon revoke the emergency status of COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, conveyed this after a limited meeting with the President at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Regarding the time, it has not been stated with certainty. However, President Joko Widodo will soon determine when the revocation will be officially announced. Previously, the government of Indonesia had revoked the rules on wearing masks, which were part of the COVID-19 pandemic health protocol. This was stated in Circular Letter No. 1 of 2023 concerning health protocols during the COVID-19 endemic transition period, which was stipulated by the COVID-19 Task Force on June 9, 2023. This also shows that Indonesia has successfully weathered the difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic in the last 2 years. According to the official website of the Ministry of Health, the government of Indonesia continues to prepare steps to revoke the pandemic status in accordance with the 2023-2025 COVID-19 Preparedness and Response Strategy prepared by the WHO. Related to this, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus himself even said that Indonesia's preparations were considered good in facing the transition from a pandemic to an endemic. This certainly increases Indonesia's optimism to revoke the emergency status of the COVID-19 pandemic. The revocation of the COVID-19 pandemic emergency status does not mean that Indonesian people are 100% free from COVID-19. Quoting the Ministry of Health's COVID-19 spokesperson, Muhammad Sahril, every country and global community must be prepared to be able to live with COVID-19 by integrating prevention and control efforts into existing routine programs such as surveillance and routine vaccinations. The government has prepared for the transition period by ensuring the 10 pillars of the response are continuously being strengthened, namely coordination, planning, funding, risk communication and community empowerment, surveillance, strengthening international entry points, laboratories and diagnosis, infection control and prevention, case management and treatment, logistics, strengthening essential health services, as well as research and policy. These preparations are made for the health of the Indonesian people, which will lead to the health of the nation's economy. But what is important to realize, maintaining health and avoiding COVID-19 is the responsibility of every Indonesian. Awareness of self-health be increased. Good habits that have been carried out during the COVID-19 pandemic should still be applied, such as maintaining personal and environmental hygiene, washing hands, and using a mask that is properly closed when in an unhealthy condition or at risk of COVID-19. No less important is to continue to carry out complete vaccinations, especially for those who are at high risk of contracting COVID-19. Protecting yourself means protecting the health of others. Thus, Indonesia will be healthier. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice
and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 14, 1928 about the birth of Che Guevara. Ernesto Guevara Lynch de la Serna, or Che Guevara, was a Marxist revolutionary, doctor, writer, guerrilla leader, diplomat, and military theorist from Argentina. Guevara was born in Argentina June 14, 1928, and grew up to be a person who really cared about the poor. In June 1956, Guevara succeeded in helping the Cuban Revolution that formed the Cuban government until now. Che Guevara did not want to be a high-ranking official in Cuba. He aspired to form a revolution throughout the world. He traveled to Africa and the Middle East before finally returning to South America. Guevara was arrested by the Bolivian military and executed on October 9, 1967. Che Guevara became a legend. Various figures of literature, music, and art have dedicated their compositions to Che Guevara. Moving on to June 14, 1985, when the Schengen Agreement was signed by West Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France. The Schengen Agreement is an agreement made by a number of European countries to eliminate border controls between them. This agreement includes various common policy provisions for short-term entry permits or Schengen visas, alignment of border controls, and cross-border police cooperation. The name Schengen is taken from the name of the village in Luxembourg where the agreement was signed. Until now, 27 European countries have signed the agreement. We end today in history with June 14 about World Blood Donor Day. Since 2005, June 14 has been celebrated as the World Blood Donor Day. This commemoration is intended to attract volunteers to donate blood and also as a tribute to blood donors around the world who routinely donate blood every 3 months. June 14 was chosen as the anniversary because it is the birthday of Karl Landsteiner, the Nobel Prize winner who discovered the blood group system. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Takkan selamanya tanganku mendekatmu, takkan selamanya raga ini menjagamu. Seperti alunan detak jantungku tak dan semua keindahan yang memudar atau cinta yang telah hilang.
abadi, tak ada yang abadi, tak ada yang abadi, tak ada yang abadi.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, entitled The Nusantara National Capital Authority, receives four letters of intent from French entrepreneurs. The Nusantara National Capital Authority received four letters of intent from 20 French businessmen who visited the nation's capital on Monday. In the business world, letters of intent state seriousness as the two parties agree to share information, including the important one. Deputy for Funding and Investment Agung Wicaksono on Monday said French businessmen requested information and documents so they could prepare their investment proposals. On that occasion, President Director of a French company, Mathieu Levoing, said he was proud to be able to visit IKN and see the development progress that was already underway. They really hope to become part of Indonesian history in building its new capital city, if one day it really could make it happen, invest there. The IKN authority has received 233 letters of intent. Nearly half of that number come from domestic entrepreneurs. The rest come from Malaysia with 16 letters of intent, China 15, Singapore 22, Japan 26, United States 9, United Kingdom 3, France 4, South Korea, Finland, and the United Arab Emirates with 2, then 1 letter of intent each from the Philippines, Luxembourg, Thailand, Germany, Spain, Canada, and Brunei Darussalam. Deputy Wicaksono added that what is also important to show to potential investors is the availability of land to be utilized according to their business needs. In the Nusantara National Capital City, mixed-use area is intended primarily for investors who invest in IKN. This area is not far from Point Zero and the IKN entrance gate on the Trans-Kalimantan Road which divides Paku. Wicaksono added that his party received various questions regarding what conveniences and facilities are available for investors. The head of the IKN authority, Bambang Susantono, invited French businessmen who visited the Nusantara National Capital, IKN, to go around, starting from Zero Point, Mixed Use, Western National Axis, and construction worker housing, which provided accommodation in the form of rooms, canteens, and a mosque for workers. This is the first visit by a potential investor from Europe. That was My Indonesia.
Maluku is one of the provinces in the eastern part of Indonesia, which has natural beauty both in mountains and on the coast. Ambon City, as the capital of Maluku Province and the surrounding area, have many tourist sites with a variety of undeniable beauty. For those of you who want to take a vacation to Maluku, you can enjoy mountain nature tourism in Siwang Hamlet that has cool air and beautiful natural scenery. Located in the city of Ambon, Nusa Newe District, the trip to the mountainous tourist location in Siwang Hamlet is quite challenging because the road access is still not perfect and quite far from the city. But it's all worth it. In certain conditions, this mountainous tourist location tends to be shrouded in thick fog and cool air. Local people often call the thick fog Kamu Kamu. There are approximately 4 tourist sites with natural views from different sites. First, there is Siwang Paradise, a tourist site that was first built in Siwang Hamlet. Work on this tourist location initially began in November 2019 and has just gone viral on social media around February 2020. The position of this tourist location is much higher than other tourist sites in Siwang Hamlet. It's around 500 meters above sea level. Because it is located higher compared to other tourist sites, here you will see lots of straight stem trees look like a pine forest tour. Secondly, New Siwang Ujung Hook, the second tourist location that was built in Siwang Hamlet. Visiting this tourist location, you will get the bonus of 2 views at once, namely the view towards Ambon City and the view of hills and sea towards Seri Hamlet and Tanjung Latu Halat. This tourist location has just been opened to the public. It is called Hook Bay because it is in the same area as New Siwang Ujung Hook. Puncak Kota Siwa is the 4th tourist location built in Siwang Hamlet and was inaugurated on October 3, 2020 to coincide with the birthday of the owner of the tourist site. The tourist location is close to Siwang Paradise tourist site, so you can stop by here before continuing your trip to Siwang Paradise or vice versa. The view from this tourist location leads to the city of Ambon view of Merah Putih Bridge, which is the icon of Ambon City. There are several seats made of colorful painted bamboo and wood, a seat decorated with dolls and 2 tall tree houses. That's Indonesian wonder.
Dan gapai mentari, tak ingin
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Pantai Moale. Pantai Moale, which means Moale Beach. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Kurang Lebih 40 Menit. Kurang Lebih 40 Menit, which means about 40 minutes. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, his friend from a vlog community. Chris asked Sortauli about the estimated time to go to Moale Beach on Pulau Nias or Nias Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Setelah ini, kita akan ke Pantai Moale, pantai terpanjang di Pulau Nias.
Berapa lama ke sana?
Perjalanan ke sana kurang lebih 40 menit.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Perjalanan, perjalanan, which means trip. Kesana, kesana, which means there. Kurang lebih, which means about. 40 menit, which means 40 minutes. Perjalanan kesana kurang lebih 40 menit. Perjalanan kesana kurang lebih 40 menit, which means it takes about 40 minutes to get there. Setelah, setelah, which means after. Pantai terpanjang, which means the longest beach. Berapa lama, which means how long. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, perjalanan ke sana kurang lebih 40 menit. Perjalanan ke sana kurang lebih 40 menit, which means it takes about 40 minutes to get there. In the sentence, there is an expression, kurang lebih. Kurang lebih, which means about or around. It is used to mark an estimated time. You can use the expression kurang lebih, which means about or around, followed by time unit. For example, 40 menit, which means 40 minutes. So it becomes kurang lebih 40 menit, kurang lebih 40 menit, which means about 40 minutes. Besides showing estimated time, the expression kurang lebih, which means about or around, can be also used to state estimated distance. Let's listen to the other examples of how to use the expression kurang lebih, which means about or around, to show estimated distance. Monas terletak kurang lebih 500 meter dari gedung RRI Jakarta. Monas terletak kurang lebih 500 meter dari gedung RRI Jakarta, which means Monas is located about 500 meters from RRI Jakarta building. Jarak antara pelabuhan Gunung Sitoli dan Pantai Muale kurang lebih 80 km. Jarak antara pelabuhan Gunung Sitoli dan Pantai Muale kurang lebih 80 km. Which means, the distance between Gunung Sitoli Port and Muale Beach is about 80 km. Besides using the expression kurang lebih to estimate time, distance, measurement, or value, you can also use the word kira-kira, kira-kira, which also means around or about. For example, perjalanan ke sana kira-kira 40 menit. Perjalanan ke sana kira-kira 40 menit, which means it takes about 40 minutes to get there. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Setelah ini, kita akan ke Pantai Muale, pantai terpanjang di Pulau Nias.
Berapa lama ke sana?
Perjalanan ke sana kurang lebih 40 menit.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Mata terasa berat, bagai diri terikat mimpi. Oh, oh.
Ku ingin satu cerita pengantarku tidur, biar ku terlelap mimpikan hal yang indah. Lelah hati tertutup.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Cincin Kawing, was composed by Jamie Ratulangi. It tells about the painful heart because his lover breaks a promise. Before going to another region, his lover asks her to remain faithful. However, when he returns from another region, his lover is already wearing a ring on the ring finger. Her heart is broken when she sees his lover comes home, but she's already married to someone else. Well, listener, here is the song Cincin Kawing by Isti Julistri. Enjoy!
our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.